Hello, friend. We tend to avoid having conversations with those that are different to us, those who might not agree with us. So for today's meditation, you will practice opening up to see others just like you. When you perceive others as similar to yourself, you're more likely to think and behave in a compassionate and kind manner, even in difficult times. But first, let's settle in. Get comfortable. Take note of what's present that will serve you and what doesn't. Envision setting it on a shelf. It'll be there for you when you want to pick it back up later. Sit upright. Lengthen the crown of your head to the sky, with a genuine purpose and intention. Elevate your chin slightly as if looking over a horizon, ready to receive anything. Release the body. Press your ears back towards your shoulders. Close down the eyes. And from the inside out, notice the landscape of the darkness with your eyes closed. The movement, shading, or shapes. There's a fluidity, a sense of aliveness, even in the darkness. Smooth your forehead, relax your cheeks. Fill the mouth with your tongue and rest it on the floor and release your jaw. And as if a weighted blanket has just been placed on your shoulders, feel that heaviness move down through your arms to your elbows, wrists, and throughout your fingers. Feel your arms from the inside out. Vibration. Any pulsation in the arms, any tension. And just as you lengthen upward with the crown of the head, root down now through your hips, your glutes, your legs, and your feet. Feel the connection to the ground and envision the stability, security, and comfort it provides. Now bring to mind someone who you felt in conflict with, or uncomfortable around. Someone who is quite different and distant from you are. Bring them to the forefront of this moment, as if they were directly in front of you at eye level. What does this feel like for you as they stand before you? Are you indifferent? Is the experience unpleasant or neutral? Now repeat the following in your mind as you gaze at this person, and they are gazing back. This person has a heart, mind, body, and spirit just like me. This person has thoughts, feelings, and emotions just like me. This person at some point in their life has been sad, helpless, angry and hurt, just like me. This person has experienced moments of peace, joy, and happiness, just like me. This person wishes to be happy, healthy, and live with ease, just like me. Now take a moment again to sense how you're feeling as this person stands before you. How do you feel differently about this person now? And now, as your time with them here begins to come to an end, send them good wishes. May they be well. May they be happy. May they have everything they need to navigate this life with hope, love, abundance, peace, and support. Just like me. Continue to remain here with your eyes closed. Turn your attention back to your breath. Back to your body. You'll be here just for a few minutes longer, and you can practice if you'd like, bringing to your mind's eye someone else who you felt conflicted with. And sensing how they might be just like you. Or you can remain here with the neutral and natural flow of your breath and bring an awareness back to your body. I'll watch the time. Slowly start to bring your awareness back to the sensation and the connection to the ground below you. And as you move about your day, your week, look at every path closely and deliberately. Try it as many times as you think necessary, and then ask yourself one question. Does this path have a heart? If it does, then the path is good. If it doesn't, it's of no use. Remember, you and I are not so different. As Thich Nhat Hanh once said, we are all leaves of one tree, we are all waves of one sea. So you see, my friend, you are just like me.